Labor Day deals are looking good at Lowe's. Save $10 on 1 gallon cans and $50 on 5 gallon pails of select interior paint via rebate. Plus, get two 2.5 quart or 3 quart Mums for just $8. A fresh look and savings? Even better. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's, in store and online. Valid through 9/9 while supplies last. Mum sizes vary by location and exclude Alaska and Hawaii. See store at Lowe's.com for more details.
What's up, everybody? It's Bretzky, and America is turning 250. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate that than playing on an American-owned social casino, SpinQuest.com. With all of your favorite games, live craps, bubble craps, live blackjack, there's no better place to play for free and win real cash prizes. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com, get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This is live courtroom coverage of the trial of Lindsey Clancy from the Hitting Killers podcast and True Crime Today. Now, back to the courtroom.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm just going to ask you, speak into that microphone. Keep your voice up if you could. All right. Counsel.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you, Judge. Keep your voice up so Officer Drew is down here as well. Thank you. And just tell us your name and spell it, please.
Susan Clancy, S U S A N C L A N C Y.
And what town do you live in?
Situate.
And you're married to Chris Clancy?
Yes.
And both you and Chris are mother and father of Pat Clancy?
Correct.
And sorry, I'm glad you're with him, though, Susan.
Yes.
Tell us what your relationship was with Lindsay, how you knew her, things like
that. Yeah, Lindsay married my son, Patrick, and we had a very good relationship.
And did you have occasion to go to their home?
Yes.
Weymouth?
Yes, I did.
And then in Duxbury as well?
Correct.
And obviously, you and your husband were the grandparents of the three little kids?
Yes.
And how was your relationship with the babies?
Beautiful.
And tell us how frequently, to your memory, you were able to visit with your son, Lindsay, and of course your grandchildren.
At least a couple times a month we would see them.
By the way, what do you do for work?
An RN.
I'm sorry, an RN?
An RN.
And what type of any...
I worked in the labor and delivery room for about 38 years.
38 years in labor and delivery?
Correct.
Helping women that were having babies.
And correct.
Obviously, you kept up with the studies and continuing education, I think.
Yes, I did.
To that extent, in your capacity as an RN with 38, well, back then it would have been 35 years of experience, I think.
Yes.
It's fair to say that you, as I said, you would keep up with all of recent developments in postpartum psychosis, postpartum depression, all of that.
Somewhat, but I mainly just was in the delivery room.
So were you aware of the various physicians that were in the forefront, if you will, of postpartum studies as it relates to medicine?
Yes.
Would one of the people that you were interested in be a person by the name of Dr. Meg Spinelli?
Yes.
And can you tell us who Meg Spinelli is?
I don't really know Meg Spinelli well. We've spoken a couple of times. I believe she specializes in postpartum mental health.
And have you met with her before?
Not in person.
Okay. Did you at some point ask Dr. Spinelli to help out at your hospital? And I guess they call it a rounds lecture?
I asked her to... bring on her experience and education in that area and share it with my colleagues.
Did she do that?
She did.
And as time went by, dealing with your job, your family, your son, daughter-in-law, grandchildren. Did you notice in 2022, after Callan was born, any change in the personality, if you will, of Lindsay?
Several months after that, I did.
Would that be sometime in the fall?
Yes.
And can you tell the jurors, being as close as you were with the family, well, let me back up. As a mother-in-law, did you have any observation to observe Lindsay with her kids?
Yes.
Can you tell the jurors about how you saw her acting with her children as a mother?
She was very nurturing, very loving. She was a wonderful mother. Wonderful.
Did you ever see her treat her middle son, Dawson, bad because you didn't like him?
No.
Did she love Dawson, in your opinion?
She loved her children, all of them, very, very much.
And during that period of time, in, let's say, October, November of 2022, what did you observe about Lindsay?
She reached out to me in November and told me that she felt unwell.
Did she describe any symptoms for you?
She did.
Tell the jurors what she said.
She felt, mostly she had insomnia. She was losing her appetite. She was very anxious and sad.
Did she tell you that she was seeing doctors?
Yes.
And at some point, did you recommend, did she come to you and ask you for help regarding seeing a doctor?
Yeah, she asked for my support.
And did you obviously gave it to her?
Yes.
And what did you do to make any recommendations for her?
I reached out to my colleagues who were running a clinic for women that were struggling postpartum.
Would that be the South Shore?
Yes, correct.
And at some point, as a result of your intervention, was a nurse practitioner, Julie Hall, agreeing to step in and help out?
Yes.
Did Lindsay see Julie?
I believe she did.
And you really pretty much were out of the mix at that point. You basically made the connection, knew that she was on there, right?
Correct.
Did you find that Lindsay was interested at all times in trying to get better and see doctors?
Very much so.
Did you find at all, do you have an opinion with your observations of Lindsay as to whether or not she was offered help and would just spurn it and not see doctors or not have
she was
treatment?
Begging for help.
And during that period of time, you were there for her by text and by telephone and in person?
Correct.
Now, during that time that you were, let's say November and into December, the holiday season, do you recall the holidays for 2022?
Yes.
Tell us, was that a fun time for the Clancys?
Lindsay was struggling. We were all very concerned.
You knew in January, New Year's, actually, that she ended up going to the McLean Hospital?
Yes.
You knew that she eventually got out of the McLean Hospital?
Yes.
Fair to say that you and Lindsay, as I said, communicated a lot by text messaging, right?
Yes, correct.
So I'm going to approach you with extraction report. This is a report that is done by the DA's Office of the State Police, Mr. Whiffen, on what's called Celebrate, where they can go into, did they examine your phone?
No.
They examine Lindsay's phone and obtain texts. Have you seen the texts?
I think so.
Okay. I'm going to approach you with the extraction report. Okay. And we'll just take a look and see if your telephone number is on there, just for foundation purposes.
Yes.
Or if you it is. Okay.
Yes.
And just quickly flip through and see if you recognize those texts. You don't have to look at all of them, that's for sure. They appear to be texts between you and Lindsay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Your Honor, I'm not going to go through each and every text. What I'm going to suggest is I would offer this, and then the jurors would be able to look at what they wish.
Any objection?
Your Honor, Commonwealth just makes the same objection to this in the
All right. Over the Carmel's objection, that may be admitted.
Thank you very much.
All right. Carmel?
Good morning. So you indicated that you were a laborer and delivery nurse for 38 years.
Mm-hmm.
And what hospital was that?
South Shore Hospital.
And early on in the defendant's career, did you work with her?
Briefly.
Okay. And she then went to Mass General, correct?
Yeah, she was a student at the time.
Okay. And you stated that you are aware of a doctor named Meg Spinelli, correct?
Yes.
Did you reach out to her in this case?
I don't remember exactly how she and I connected. I don't recall.
Well, you indicated that you connected with her in a professional capacity to have her come to your hospital, right?
Yes.
But as far as her role in this case with the defendant, did you reach out to her for that?
I don't think I did. I don't recall.
Now, you said that you began to notice some issues in, defense counsel said October, November, but fair to say you weren't aware of what was going on until she texted you on November 16th when she was at the emergency room.
Yes.
And that was at South Shore Hospital?
Yes.
And you actually met her there at the emergency room?
Yes.
Was she by herself or with Patrick?
She was by herself.
Did you know how she got there?
She drove.
She drove herself to the hospital?
Correct.
And she was in the emergency room for a while, correct?
I don't know how long, probably an hour, maybe 2 hours.
Well, you went down when you knew she was there, sat with her for a little bit, went back upstairs to your, because you were working that day, right?
Correct. I wasn't able to go down immediately. I had to wait about an hour and a half, and then I went down.
Okay. And then you sat with her for a little bit, went back up to work, right?
Yes.
And then you came back down at some point before she was discharged.
Yes.
Counsel, can I see a sidebar just very briefly?
Clancy, you came down to the emergency room and you sat with her for a while, correct?
Yes.
And did she tell you why she was there?
Yes.
And fair to say, she indicated to you that she was having trouble sleeping and she had some heart palpitations.
Correct.
And that's what brought her to the emergency room to get checked out?
Yes.
Did she tell you that she had consumed a weed gummy before going to the ER that day?
She did not.
Okay. And in your experience as a nurse, is that sometimes a reaction to THC or CBD or some sort of weed that somebody might have a faster heartbeat?
I don't know.
Now, when she was in the emergency room, she was seen by a doctor and provided some medication. Were you there when the doctor was there?
Yes.
And you're aware that the doctor, the ER doctor, gave her some trazodone to help her sleep?
Yes.
Because that's what she was really concerned about, right? The sleep.
Yes.
And when she left the emergency room, did you call her an Uber or have Pat come and get her or call your husband to come get her?
No.
She left in her own car, right?
Correct.
And so fair to say, after that ER visit, you remained in pretty constant contact with her, at least via text message,
yes,
right? And that you would check in with her pretty much daily, and that's all in these texts?
Yes.
Now, you were familiar with the perinatal behavioral health clinic because of your work at South Shore Hospital,
yes,
correct?
Correct.
And so the person actually that you connected with first was not Julie Paul, was it?
No, it was one of the midwives that I was working with.
And her name is Nanette?
I think so.
And so did she provide you with Julie Paul's contact information?
She suggested Julie.
Okay. And as a result of the suggestion, you reached out to Julie with Lindsay's permission, right?
Yes.
And you said that at that point you made the contact, knew she had spoken to Julie, and you kind of stepped back from the clinic.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes. you're aware Julie Paul is one of the only prescribers that the defendant encountered that's not personally named in a civil lawsuit that's pending, don't you?
I'm not sure.
Now, so the ER visits on the 16th. Contact is made with Julie Paul on November 20th, right?
That sounds right.
Okay. And that would have been your phone call to her first.
I don't remember exactly.
In the time period, well, you knew she was going and getting, going to see providers and meeting with Julie and going to the clinic. Did you offer to help out more with the kids?
Yes.
You were still working full-time at that time, weren't you?
Yes.
So fair to say it was kind of limited based on your schedule?
Correct.
Did you have a normal schedule that you worked at that time period?
I don't know what you mean.
Well, as a nurse, did you work day shifts? Did you work mid?
I worked the day shift.
Okay. So did you offer to watch the kids at nighttime?
I don't remember exactly.
Did the kids come to stay at your house overnight so that she could get some sleep?
No, they didn't.
Fair to say you offered and she didn't want the kids to come to your house, right?
No, that's not right.
Well, were they, did they ever sleep over your house?
No, they didn't.
And Cora was 5, right?
Yes, correct. She turned 5 that December.
So at any point, they never stayed over?
We decided together it was best for them to be in their own beds at their own house with all their belongings. And Lindsay's parents were very actively involved in staying over and helping out. So it was the best decision that they stay home in their own beds.
So prior to the November of 2022, did you and your husband ever come and stay over the night so that Patrick and Lindsay could go off?
We never did stay at their house.
And as far as kind of watching the kids or taking the kids outside of the house during the daytime, did you often take Cora on kind of day trips out to lunch?
Yeah, we used to go to lunch together.
How about Dawson? Did you take him one-on-one out to?
Not as much. He was younger.
And how about Callan? Did you ever take him out of the house without Lindsay?
No.
And are you aware that Lindsay told one of the therapists that she wasn't close with you as in-laws?
And that she, I didn't know that, no.
That she said she doesn't generally allow the in-laws to watch her children?
I did watch the kids.
Okay, but are you aware that she told the therapist that?
No.
Are you aware she told the therapist that she didn't have any particular reason why and that they don't bug me about it either?
I didn't know any of that.
Now, Lindsay, the defendant, she communicated with you via text about her issues with sleep and the medication she was taking, right?
Yes.
And as far as the ER visit where the trazodone was prescribed, do you recall having a back and forth conversation with her about that it's okay to increase it if you weren't getting any relief?
The doctor told her that, so I repeated that.
Okay. And so you're aware that she was, in fact, increasing the dose?
I did not know that.
Once the defendant, once she was seeing Julie Paul, did you continue to have conversations with her about how she was feeling?
Yes.
And you knew that she was taking some new medications after she saw Julie, right?
Yes.
And these pages are different than mine. some point, after being prescribed some medication, you recall that Lindsay told you that she thought she developed a benzo dependency, correct?
I vaguely remember that.
That would be on November 29th, where she says, I just deep down inside of me feel that I've developed a benzo dependence after just 2 weeks of using it, and I feel like no one is hearing that and addressing it, and we keep throwing different meds in the mix that aren't really addressing the real issue. Do you recall that message?
Sounds familiar.
And she asks you, are you, you respond, so hard, I don't know what to do, so should you not use it? And she responds, I guess not, but then I don't sleep, right? Do you recall that?
I can't say for certain. It sounds right.
Okay.
I don't remember a lot of specifics.
And November 30th, she says, and I'm just going to show on the screen here. She says, I'm not okay and I'm terrified of taking meds tonight. Do you see that in the green?
Yeah.
And then your response is, why are you scared? Why happens if you don't take them? What are you afraid of? What about Ambien, right? You're actively trying to help her kind of figure out the medication.
Yes, there were a lot of medications.
Okay. You're aware she wasn't prescribed all the medications at one time, but just a lot of different combinations were kind of thrown around as options, right?
It seemed confusing.
That she also, she's very clear and she tells you which medications she's taking, right? Ativan and Remeron.
Probably.
Okay. And then she also tells you on November 30th when you're talking about it, she says, I know they take time to reach a therapeutic level to have the desired effect, right? Do you remember that?
Yes.
And then you respond, exactly. And she tells you that she's just depressed and she thinks it was brought on by the medication, right?
I don't remember that.
Okay. Well, on November 30th at 7:52, I was never, ever this depressed. It was brought on by the medication. Did you say that or did she say that?
She probably said that.
Now, you were asked about the holidays and Thanksgiving. You remember Thanksgiving? Where did you guys go for Thanksgiving?
To my daughter's house.
And do you remember telling the grand jury that during Thanksgiving, things were better?
I don't recall.
Well, do you remember her saying that she said things were better? Do you remember that?
Vaguely.
Okay. You were asked, what was Lindsay like during the big Thanksgiving gathering? What observations did you make? Answer, she smiled. The girls all had Thanksgiving t-shirts on that sort of matched. We took a picture. She mostly focused on the kids and interacting with the cousins and the aunts and uncles. At one point, she went off a little into the distance, and I approached and asked her how she was doing, and she said, I'm trying hard to get better. I'm still working at it. I asked about her sleep. I thought that was important, and also the fact that she lost some weight. She didn't have an appetite, and she said things were getting better.
Okay.
Now, during the holidays, you, in fact, took some time off of work so that you were around a little bit more, correct?
Correct.
And so when you were around a little bit more, did you spend all day, every day at their house?
No.
Fair to say you would come sometimes play with the kids, right?
Yes.
Do shopping for her?
Correct.
And then you actually went on vacation?
Yes.
You and your husband went to Aruba?
Yes.
How long were you in Aruba?
5 or 6 days, I think.
And now moving towards Christmas, you had dinner with them at their house on the 23rd, right?
I don't remember.
Okay. Do you remember breakfast on Christmas Day?
Yes.
Was that at their house or someplace else?
Their house.
Okay. And then what did you guys do after breakfast?
We went to church.
And fair to say, you've previously testified that breakfast was great.
Yes.
And that church was beautiful.
Yes.
And in fact, the defendant, she told you that it was great and that she was glad she went to church that day on Christmas Day.
Yes, she did.
And then after that, you're aware they went down to Connecticut to see her family.
Right.
Now, are you an active member in the Catholic Church?
Yes.
Okay. So you're aware that murder is considered a mortal sin?
Counsel, place you over here. All right. And what that means is you are not to consider it for any reason or any purpose. Okay? All right. Counsel.
So you were aware, Mrs. Clancy, about the stay at McLean Hospital from January 1st to January 5th, correct?
Yes.
And did you come to the house to help with the kids during that time period?
Yes.
And fair to say, when she came home on the 5th, there was a party for Cora on the 7th.
Yes.
Did you go to the birthday party?
No.
Were you at the house much between January 7th and January 24th?
I don't remember.
Do you recall previously reporting that you hadn't been at the house?
I don't remember.
And during that time period, you never took the kids on a day trip or for a visit?
I don't recall.
And were you aware that between January 7th and January 24th that Pat and Lindsay went to the Cape Codder with the kids?
I'm aware of that.
And that they went to the Museum of Science with the kids?
Yes.
And that Pat left Dawson and Callan home, or excuse me, left... Yeah, Dawson and Callan home to go take Cora skiing. Were you aware of that?
It sounds accurate to me.
On the ski trip, did they ask you to come over and stay with Lindsay while she was with the other kids?
I don't remember.
And you were asked on direct examination about... Lindsay going to see providers, and you said, I think she was begging for help, right?
She was.
Did you attend any of those meetings with her therapists
no.
or doctors?
No.
So you don't know what she told the providers, right?
I don't know.
And you don't know what kind of help she asked for other than medication, do you?
No.
And do you know whether there was any other options offered to her other than McLean, like a partial hospitalization program or intensive outpatient? Were you aware of those options?
Yeah.
And do you know if she went?
She went to Women and Infants.
So that's the one day where Pat dropped her off and went skiing and then came back, right?
I believe so.
I have nothing further.
All right, Ms. Brayton, redirect.
So she asked you about options that were available to Lindsay, correct?
Yes.
And you mentioned one of them was that she could go to the Women and Infants program in Rhode Island that specializes in perinatal and postpartum, right?
Yes.
You know that she went there, right?
Correct.
You know she was turned away because she was over-medicated, right?
Yes.
You also know that they gave her numbers to call suicide hotlines, right?
Yes.
She called twice, not once, but twice, and again was turned away. Isn't that right?
Yes.
Thank you, ma'am. All right.
Come on.
Just on that. So you're aware she was turned away because she told you she was turned away, right?
I don't remember the details of that visit or that day.
You didn't review the records, did you?
No.
So you're not aware that they actually deferred to Pat and Lindsay reporting over medication?
I remember something being said that she wasn't a candidate for that program. That's what I recall being told by Patrick and Lindsay.
Okay. And that's because everything she described was reported connected to medication and occurred well after what's considered the postpartum period, right?
I don't know.
Well, you're a labor and delivery nurse. You know the postpartum period could be up to a year, right?
I've heard it could be longer.
But generally, it's within the first 12 weeks that you start to see some symptoms.
I don't know.
But you're aware that she was sent from women and infants with actually several options, where it included inpatient treatment for medication management, a partial hospitalization program focused on general mental health, or continued outpatient management. That's what she was sent away with.
Okay.
Nothing further.
May I? One more?
Go ahead. One.
So outpatient management, that would include somebody like Gelada, right?
Yes.
You know that women and infants called Gelada, and she never called them back?
I didn't know that.
Come up, anything on that?
No.
All right, thank you, ma'am. May step down. Thank you. All right, well, members of the jury, this is one of those stops that I told you about we're going to have kind of throughout today. So I'm going to ask you to go back to the jury, hopefully just for a short amount of time.
More live courtroom coverage of the trial of Lindsay Clancy is on the way. Press subscribe now so you don't miss a moment from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today.
Hey, everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com, get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Third Love makes bras that actually fit, so they know this. If your bra feels uncomfortable, the problem isn't your body, it's your bra. Third Love designs for comfort first. Soft fabrics, support that doesn't dig, pinch, or slip. Bras that feel good and look good under everything you wear. Shop Third Love and explore over 60 sizes, including AA through H, and half cup sizes you won't find anywhere else. Get $15 off your first purchase at thirdlove.com with code PODCAST15.
Normally in these ads, you expect somebody to ask you to buy something, but this is something different. I'm Julian Barnes, and I'm a reporter for the New York Times. I'm a national security reporter, and that means I'm reporting on military operations. These are fast-paced, quickly moving situations. What exactly is happening on the ground is often shrouded in mystery. But we turn to trusted sources, satellite imagery, and expertise built up over years in order to ferret out the facts that wouldn't otherwise come to light. I'm here to ask you to seek out a news source that does firsthand fact-based reporting. If it's your local paper, great. If it's the Times, thank you. Because where you go for your information matters.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers. And $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey guys, Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps. Head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.